275.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight and participate in this service. Thank you for coming. And thanks to each one who's participated in making this week successful. Galatians 3:23 says that under the law, faith was shut up for a time, but that it later would be revealed. Tonight I want us to talk about the right combination, using a combination lock. If this lock were on something, had it locked up, it would be shut up. And yet all of us believe immediately, without going any further, that there is a way that that which is shut up, that which is precious, can be obtained if we have the right combination and open the lock. I suppose that a lock like this would not be used to lock up something extremely important. And yet, if you go to the vault at the bank, you will see something that looks like this combination, though bigger, and having something extremely precious behind it. Tonight, as we think about that in the first place, let's realize that we would use a combination lock like this to lock up something that is precious. The Bible teaches us very clearly that we have precious promises from God. 2 Peter 1:4. We have a treasure that's to be laid up in heaven that eventually we can have. We have salvation which is found in Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:10. We've just heard a discussion of those mansions that are prepared for us. And Peter says that all spiritual blessings are found in Christ, 2 Peter 1:3. Therefore, in the same sense that we use a lock like this to lock up something that is precious, I suggest to you tonight that there was a time when that which is precious, that which we call salvation, was locked up. And for many people today, it is locked up, because they do not know and have not used the exact combination that is necessary in order to have that salvation. When you see a lock like this, I'm sure that you are convinced that there are directions to open this lock. I was convinced of that. The first time I saw this particular lock, it was lying on the parking lot of the church building in Tullahoma where I was preaching. I found it. I had no idea what the combination was. But I believed that there was a combination that had been put together by the one who had produced this lock. I believed that very strongly. In the same way, I believe that there is a combination given by the one who has produced the opportunity of salvation, that there are directions given as to how we obtain the salvation from our sins and eternal salvation in heaven. I realized that I could never open this lock unless I knew the combination. I believe that the combination had been placed there when the lock had been produced. Just like I believe that the Bible is complete to furnish us in every way, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, that the things that are written that we might believe that Jesus is the Son of God and have life through His name, John 20:30 and 31. I found on the back of this lock an address. It's a Meister's lock. The address was Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I also found a number on the back of this lock that I was convinced was the number for this lock only, and so I wrote master's company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, gave them the number and told them, "I have the lock that I have found, but I do not have the directions. I believe there are directions. Would you send me the combination to this lock?" They sent the combination on a little small card. I realized that though I was convinced that there was a combination, that I had to find out what that combination was. And so they sent and said, "Turn it three times to the right to the number 38, back to the left two times to the number 4, and back to the number 14. I then knew the combination. When I turn to the one who has produced salvation, I can find the combination for obtaining salvation. And by recognizing that faith comes by hearing, and that the confession is the statement of one's faith, we can easily put it in the three, like the three numbers on the lock, and find that faith is necessary for us to be saved. Without it, it's impossible to please God." Hebrews 11:6. Then we can find that there is repentance that is necessary. Without it, we will perish. Luke 13:3-5. And that we must be baptized in order to be saved. 1 Peter 3:21. In order to have the remission of our sins. Acts 2:38. In order to get into Christ. Galatians 3:27, into his death, Romans 6:3, into his body, 1 Corinthians 12:13. You see, in the same sense that those directions were given by the one who produced this lock, 38:4-14, the one who produced our salvation put the directions there. Faith, repentance, and baptism. Now I know the combination to this lock. I know the combination to this lock. But that lock's still locked. It won't open. I believe there was a combination. I wrote and got the combination. I know the combination. You know the combination. The lock is still locked. Because, you see, I have to use that combination before it will unlock. If I turn this lock three times to the right and stop on 38, turn it back twice to the left and stop on 4, and turn it back to the right and stop on 14, although the majority of you are hoping it won't, it opens. And you understand exactly the point that just knowing the combination didn't open the lock. Just believing that there was a combination didn't open the lock. Just believing that there was a treasure behind the combination didn't open the lock. Just believing that there's salvation, just believing that there are directions, and even knowing those directions, and there are people today that can quote you scripture on every point of those directions who are still not Christians because they haven't used it. We must know the combination, believe that it will work, and then we must use that combination. It is also important to understand that that combination has to be used in the right order. If I turn this lock to 4 and then back to 14 and then to 38, it won't open. If I put baptism before faith, as in the case of infant baptism, if I put repentance before faith, or baptism before repentance, and do not repent of my sins, won't work. You see, everything has to be done decently and in order, 1 Corinthians 14:40. And that's talking about order in another way. But look at the word order. Everything has to be in order. Case in point, the Ethiopian eunuch. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Did Philip say, well, nothing. No, he said, first, you've got to have belief before you're baptized. And when Peter gave that formula on Pentecost, before he said baptism, he said, repent and be baptized. In Romans 6, Paul said, dead to sin, there's your repentance. Then you're buried with him in baptism. You see, it has to be in order. You can't repent and then have faith. You can't be baptized and then have faith and repentance. It has to be in the right order. And folks, opening this lock also has to be with the complete use of the combination. You see, suppose I turn this lock three times to the right and stop on 38. It won't open. Suppose I have faith and believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, but don't go any further. Will the opportunity of salvation be opened? Suppose I go one more step and turn this back to 4. It still won't open. Suppose I have faith in God and in Christ, and I am sorry for my sins, and I am penitent and humble. Do I have salvation? The lock won't open unless it's done completely. You see, when I turn that back to 14, after having done the other two, the lock opens. When I'm baptized into Jesus Christ, after having done the others, faith, repentance, and confessing my faith, then the lock opens. My sins are washed away. I have salvation. I'm in Jesus Christ. It has to be done completely, and it has to be done in order, according to the directions that are given by the one who produced the product. I could not have written to any other company and got the directions for this lock because Masters put it out. I cannot go to any other source and find the combination for salvation because God put it out. He produced it. There are directions for salvation. Those directions are given in the Word of God. We can know those directions. We can use those directions. We can use them in order, and we can use them completely. Why can we understand the simple combination to a lock and not understand the simple combination to salvation? Something else is interesting also. Suppose after service is over, someone came up to me and said, I remember the first combination to that lock was to turn it three times to the right and stop on 38. What do I need to do to open that lock? I wouldn't mention 38. You've already done that. I'd tell you 4 and 14. Suppose somebody says, yes, I remember 38 was the first one. And I also remember that the second one was 4. What do I need to do to open that lock? I wouldn't mention 38 and 4. I'd just tell you to turn it to 14. Because that's all you would need to know at that point in order to open the lock. Philippian jailer, what must I need to do or what must I do to be saved? Believe, first thing they told him. Evidence of repentance, baptism the same night. All three recorded in the scripture. Pentecost. Said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, what must we do? Repent. He didn't mention faith. They were already pricked in their hearts when they said that and asked that question. He said, repent and be baptized. You see, they'd already done the first. He started where they were. Saul, later to be called Paul. When Ananias came to him, he didn't say, Paul, you need to believe. Paul already believed. He didn't say, Paul, you need to repent. He'd already shown that. What did he say? He just told him to get up and be baptized. He started where he was. If you don't know any of the combination, you have to know 38, 4, and 14. If you know the first number, you just need the last two. If you know the first two, you just need the last one. If you have faith, and I'm pretty sure everybody here tonight does, you don't need to be told to believe, you already believe. If you're not living the Christian life, you need to start at repentance. Repent and be baptized. Suppose you've already decided to change your lifestyle and you're sorry for your mistakes, you're penitent and humble. You don't need to be taught faith and repentance. You need to be taught the necessity of being baptized for the remission of sins. The combination of salvation is as simple as the combination to this lock. And it will work when we use it in the right order and completely according to the directions given by the one who produced it. Where are you tonight? You need to repent and be baptized, do that. If you've already repented upon your faith, you just need to be baptized. If you've done that, you just need to come back if you're not living the Christian life. And I'm saying to you tonight that if we can understand a combination lock that has a treasure behind it, we can understand the combination.